A warm greetings to the listeners at home, and thank you so much to Good News Community Radio for having me today. My name is Constable Bongiwe Ngcobo, Communications Officer of Verulam SAPS. Today I was asked by Good News Radio, Community Radio, to actually come and enlighten our community about a very important topic that we get to experience on a daily basis as police officers, that we sat down and look at our stats, that we having most of the cases that are reported that are based on domestic violence. So domestic violence is actually an issue that we take as a national priority. It is affecting our societies in a way that we've decided to tackle it in all angles to actually try and come up with a solution to actually put it to an end. So domestic violence is often thought to include only physical behavior. However, it's a conduct that constitutes to domestic violence, which varies in nature and frequency. So you get to experience a lot of types of crimes that are actually constituting to, or contributing rather, to domestic violence. So we, as SAPS, we are also guided by the Domestic Violence Act, which I can quote, it's Act number 1998, regulates the procedure to be followed in the cases of the domestic violence, and it affords legal remedies to the victim. Actually, a domestic violence is something that occurs between people who are in a domestic relationship. Now, you're going to ask yourself, what is a domestic relationship? If I can just briefly explain, a domestic violence relationship actually refers to a relationship of a complainant and a victim. So in which those people, for an example, it can be siblings, it can be a parent and a child, it can be a couple, it can be a married couple, or it can be people that were in a relationship before, probably they were dating or they were engaged, or maybe they were in a customary relationship. Yes, or the people that recently shared the same residence. So people that are living together, basically. Those are the relationships that we consider as domestic relationships. Now, when we look at domestic violence, we're looking at incidents or cases such as physical abuse, where it's either you assault or slap or you kick or you stab another person as soon as you touch them. So that's considered as physical abuse. We also have verbal, emotional, and psychological abuse, when we are looking at things like insulting, calling names, humiliating, and as well as invasion of privacy. So all of those contribute to emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse. And then thirdly, we have sexual abuse, which is a very common crime that is taking place in our communities. For an example, it's actually forcing a person to have sex against his or her will, and sexual assault, where you also get another person touching your private part without your consent. So that's very much important to know what can be done by another person to you. So in that order, you get to know what is right or wrong that can be done in our societies. So we also have a stalking, where a person repeatedly following the victim, approaching the victim, approaching you all the time, or maybe demanding to talk to you. So that is a stalking. So it's something that is also not allowed. And we also got damage to property. Damage to property is actually damaging the property of another person. If I can make a relationship, which is a common practice, if we look at a couple, so as soon as things go wrong, you'd get another party, let's say burning the clothes of another party, so that constitutes to damage to property, because no one actually has a right to destroy a property of another person. And the list is endless of things that can be committed under domestic violence. Just to wrap it up, we also got things like harassment, where you're making calls, repeated unwanted calls to the victim, watching the person, loitering, places where the victim is, you're also around them. So that is harassing another human being. And we also got intimidation, where we get people sending written or verbal death threats, maybe something that just results into fear, because as soon as someone tells me that he will kill me or she will kill me, I will always live in fear. I will be threatened by those words. So there are many, many things that do contribute to domestic violence, or just any other form of controlling behavior towards the victim, or rather that endangers the safety of the well-being of the victim. So as a person who's a victim of domestic violence, you have many, many options that you can take, or steps that to take rather, to put an end to that abuse. You can either go to your nearest police station and lay a criminal charge if the conduct of the perpetrator constitutes to an offense. If that person has assaulted you, has stabbed you, you always have a right to go to your nearest police station and lay a criminal charge. You can also apply for a protection order at your nearest magistrate court. So you just simply go to the court, you tell them what happened, you tell them you want to apply for a protection order, then they will assist you. So when you are done at the court, that's when you actually come to the police station with that document from court to actually go and serve that protection order to the perpetrator. So some people may ask themselves that what is a protection order? A protection order is actually an order that is issued by a magistrate upon application of the victim. What it basically does, it actually compels the perpetrator of domestic violence to act in a certain manner, or sometimes it prohibits the perpetrator from committing certain conduct. So if that person was assaulting you, now it will make sure that the protection order will make sure that this person stops that completely and abides to the rules, because it's something that is coming from a magistrate. It's actually an order from the magistrate itself. Protection order is very, very important, because it actually holds as a proof. Even if you started with laying a protection order, if you started with applying for a protection order, then you saw that the matter could not stop, it still continued, then you can move on to laying a criminal charge. So a protection order actually plays a very major role in terms of assisting the police to actually effect an arrest of that perpetrator. So anyone can apply for the protection order. It's not only be females only. Anyone. It can be a male, it can be a female, it can be a child, it can be an elderly person. So anyone has a right to actually go and lay a criminal charge or to apply for a protection order. So as the SAPS, we've also made a commitment that we are going to assist the victims of domestic violence. So we try our level best to always be there for the victims. We treat the victims with respect and protect their dignity. We also listen to what the victim has to say. Listening is very much important, because you wouldn't find out if you didn't have time to listen to what that other person has to say. So we assist the victims, offer empathy and care, as well as we inform the victims of their rights, as well as options that they have, that they can do, the steps to take. So once a domestic violence incident has been reported at police station, there are some certain documents that we complete to keep in the case docket, where it's actually based on the domestic violence. So we have a domestic violence register, and then we also got a domestic violence form that we as the police complete when we get a person reporting domestic violence. We also offer assistance to the victims that are coming into the stations, where we can arrange for medical attention. We can also arrange for shelter as well as for counseling. And where I'm coming from, we are so fortunate at Verulam SAPS to have a social worker that is based full-time at the police station that is coming from an NGO organization called Lifeline. So the social worker is always at the station. She was placed there in order to assist with domestic violence crime-related matters. So it's very fortunate that when a person comes to register or lay a criminal charge, they also can get a point to see the social worker and to consult with her to get free counseling, because some other people, they do need to talk to someone in order to heal from the inside. So we have the social worker services. People can come at any time. You make an appointment and she is more than willing to assist the community of Verulam. So we do a lot of things, because if you take a look at the police stations, we have a room that is isolated from the community service center. That room, we call it a friendly victim room. So the friendly victim room is where you actually keep the victims, you interview them for cases that are related to domestic violence. Probably you don't want to discuss it where there are a lot of public in the community service center. You rather prefer a place where that is private, where you know that whatever you discuss with this person will remain within the both of you. So we have a friendly victim room where we take our clients there, we assist them nicely, and we offer emotional support as well. So the people can call our landline at any time to report such matters related to domestic violence. You can find us at 10111, which is the most common number. 10111, the call will actually go through our call centers in Durban, then transferred back to the station in order for us to attend to that complaint. Or you can rather contact the SAPS Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit, which is abbreviated as FCS. So FCS is actually overlooking for cases that are domestic violence related as well as child related. The list goes on. So they are the people who actually investigate such crimes. So their number is 012-393-2184. 012-393-2184. So that's the landline where you can find them. Then we also have the Verulam SAPS station's contact number, which is 032-541-5200. 032-541-5200. So you can contact us at any time, should it be that you want to report something, or you would like to rather discuss or get any advice from the police on something that you are currently going through. As well as we got the child line number, where if children are involved, you can contact them at 0800-055-555. It's 0800-055-555. So that's the child line number. If it involves a child, you can always contact them. They will surely get back to you. So all in all, I think we've covered most of the things in our topic for today, which is domestic violence, because it is something that most people are currently experiencing And as I mentioned, that it's a national priority. So we are trying our level best to bring the crime down. But with the help of the community, I think we can do better. Thank you so much, listeners at home, for allowing me to share this information with y'all, as well as thank you to Good News Community Radio for actually offering us this opportunity to come and speak to our listeners at home. Thank you so much. Stay blessed. Bye.